Okay, today is Daf Vav, a Masechta Tmura. We're on the bottom line of Daf Hey. We're right in the middle of the Sugya of Iyavid Mahani and Iyavid Lo Mahani. Rava says, Iyavid Lo Mahani. Abaya says, Iyavid Mahani. Right? Up to question number 11. The bottom line, question number 11. Vari Makdish Tamim in Lebedek Abayas. If you're Makdish in a good animal without any mums, not as a carbon. Not as a carbon, but as Bedek Abayas. What does that mean? I mean, you have a very nice, excellent sheep, and it could be for an ola, but you mock the shit like you're donating a chair, or you're donating $100. So you shouldn't do that, because if it could be a carbon, make it for a carbon. Why are you making it for $100? Why are you making it for Bedek HaBayis, upkeep of the temple? Why are you doing that? If it's a chair or $100, you can't bring $100 for a carbon. You can't do that. The only thing you can do is bring it for upkeep. So you donated a tumim animal, not a mum, for upkeep. A kosher one, right? An eligible carbon for upkeep. You shouldn't do that. So if someone did that, Dharma Rachmana, the Torah says, Nedava Tasa Oso, make it for a carbon. Don't make it for a Bedek HaBayis, right? Zeh Kachi Bedek HaBayis. Utnan, and we looked at the Mishnah, Hamakdish Tamimin Le Bedek HaBayis. If someone's Makdish a Tamim to Bedek HaBayis, by the way, see, it says Tanan, we looked at the Mishnah. Where's that Mishnah? There's no Mishnah that says this. There's no Mishnah that says, Hamakdish no tamim lebedek habayis. If you donate tamim to bedek habayis, afal pisha hu belo sasei. Even though it's a lo sasei, what lo sasei? Masha asa also. It's still good. It's good. It works. So you have to derava. It's a kashan rava, right? So where's this mishnah? There's no mishnah that says this. It's almost a mishnah similar to a mishnah in Shkolim, which says what? Oh, the changes to say the word brisa. It says tanan, no mishnah. So it's a brisa. Fine. But the idea is the same. The idea is that it's Masha Asa Asa Tiyuf to the Rava. It works. You shouldn't do it, and it works. Rava said Iyavid Lo Mahani, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says Amalach Rava B'Mokam Shenis Rabu Bali Mumin Lebedek Legavi Mizbeach. Just like we learned yesterday that if you donate a Balmum as a carbon, right, that doesn't work, or it does work, it doesn't work. So the same thing. You're doing something wrong also there. If an animal with a mum, you can't donate that for a carbon. That should be Bedek HaBayis. Let the base business sell and make a few dollars. You donate that for a carbon, does it work? Right? Wherever we learned that out, Nisrabu, right, Mumakom Shen Nisrabu Bali Mumin Legabi Mizbeach, in the place where we learn out that Mumin could be for the Mizbeach, that if you do that, it's a valid hekdesh, you have to redeem it. So too, Nisrabu Tamimin Lebedek HaBayis. That's where you learn out that if you're Makdish a Tamim to Bedek HaBayis, which you also shouldn't do, it's Chal. So therefore, basically the answer is, it's learned out of Pesukim. Okay? Very good. Now, number 12. The Harei Gezel. What about stealing? What about stealing? The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, Lo Sigzel. You shouldn't steal, by the way. It's not a good idea to steal. You shouldn't steal. Right? Now, what if you stole V'tnan, and we learned, Hagozel Eitim, what if someone stole wood, V'asa Kalim, and he made a chair out of it? Now, Reuven stole from Shimon. Shimon says, can I have my wood back? He says, I don't have wood, I made it into a chair. I have to give him back the chair? Now, but what the wood was worth $50. Chair's worth $500. I have to give back the chair? So the answer is, you're kone when you stole. So you have to give him back $50, right? Or, Temer, I stole wool, V'asa B'gad, I made a suit out of it. Right? Mishalim Kshasa Gzela. You have to pay at the Shasa Gzela. Why?
Price changes.
What? Why'd the price change? Because the Goslin is Kona it. Right? And therefore he has to give him back what he stole. Stole $50, it's all wool worth $50. I have a suit worth $400 or $500, I keep the suit. I give you $50. So what do you see? That you're Kona it. How can you be Kona it? You're not allowed to steal. How can you be Kona saying you're not allowed to steal? Says the Torah, you're not allowed to steal. So you have to do Rava. It's a Kashan Rava. How does this happen?
Well, it's not related to that Machlokas, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's not Mahani or no Mahani.
Rashi says, Tzemer, no, there's no Rashi here.
What's Mahani? You know, how Machlokas is about...
The Mahani, you become the owner of this stolen item. And then, okay, you got to pay it back. You pay back cash. I don't want cash. I wanted the wool. No, I have to give all back only cash. How'd that happen? The answer is, because the Yavid Mahani. It's a Kashan Rava. Amalach Rava, Shani Hasam. No, it's different over here. Damar Kra, because it's different. The Torah says, Asher Gozal. You have to, don't steal, you have to pay back Asher Gozal, when you stole it. Not what it is today, right? Kamasha Gozal, like you stole it. Now, according to Abaya, so it's basically one out of a pasuk. All these were quirks in Psukim, right? Different diukim in Psukim. Now, Abaya, according to Abaya, anyway you own it. You own it no matter what. Yavid Mahani. If you do something wrong, it works. So then why do I need a pasuk to tell me you have to pay it back Kishas Hagzela? I know that already. Because I own the suit now. Right? That's the question now, the Gemara. Ulabaya, hai asher gazal mi boyale. What does it mean, asher gazal? Why does it say those extra words? No matter what, you're going to keep the wool, and you pay back the cash of the wool. So why does it say asher gazal? It's extra words. Tell me the following halacha. Al gazola shalo, Mosif Chomesh. If you steal, and then you deny it, and then when you're caught, you finally admit it, you have to pay it back, plus bring a carbon, plus pay a fifth. Right? Al gozal shel aviv ein mosif chomesh. Let's say your father stole, and then he passed away, and then you deny that your father stole, or you yarshin it, and then you admit you don't have to pay a fifth on that. Why not? Because you didn't steal it. How do you know? Asher gozal. You're not the thief. Your father was the thief. Okay, very good. Good.
In 1 second, where does the rubble learn that from?
I don't know. It's a good question. The Gemara stops. Right, the Gemara doesn't go back and forth. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Number 13, Vari Mashkin, a Mashkin, right? What's a Mashkin? I lend you $1,000. I want to make sure I get it back. So as a Mashkin, I take away your pajamas, right? Your very fancy pajamas, and your pajamas are the Mashkin. And if you don't pay back $1,000, I'm going to keep the pajamas. Now, the halacha is, can you get pajamas to sleep in? So at night, you have to give them back the pajamas, right? By the way, lo savo el beso la avoravoto. I can't go into your house and go under your pillow and take your pajamas out from under you. You don't even know about it. You're not allowed to do that. Well, so you can't go into the house. And what if he did? Right? Utnan, machzer es hakar b'layla. At night, you got to return the guy's pillow. Needs a pillow to sleep in. And you have to return his plow in the day. So yes, you can take a mashkin, 100%. Not if he needs it. Machzer b'yom. So you have to do Rava. It's the Kasha on Rava. What on earth is the Kasha? So I couldn't figure out what's the Kasha. So Rashi tells what the Kasha is. Rashi says right here, V'gabe mashkinin bal korcha katani la. We're talking about, you went into the house without permission, took the guy's pillow. Guy comes home at night and says, where's my pillow? Right? The wife says, oh, I was in the driveway, I was about to get into the house, I saw what's his name running out with your pillow. Because you owe money. Took the pillow. It was a mashkin. So the halacha is, can you keep the mashkin? Yes? All right, now you got to give it back. You need to sleep with it. But you can give it back at night. Back in the morning, you can come to take it again. You can come steal it again. All right, now I'll go into the house and do that. You're right, but if you did it, it works. So the Kashan Rava.
What are you over when you do this?
You're over the losa, say, of losa varavoto. Don't go into someone's house and take his mashkin without him knowing about it. Or without him agreeing to it. And there's also a mitzvah to give it back when they need it. There could be an assay. I'm not sure. Anyway, what does it say? Rashi says, it's talking about you took a mashkin by force. Alma mahani. You see, it works. You're allowed to keep the mashkin. Vikatani la mashkin yom tahayna machareisha kani. Right, it works. You're unconin. Balayla viksus laila kani. Malva bayom. The malva gets it. Alma mahani. See, it works. So
you can't force the guy to give you a mashkin. Is that what the law is? You can't force the guy.
I think so.
You can only take it the time that the loan is chal. When you make the loan, after that, you can't just grab it.
That's what it says there. No, it's so Amalach Rava. So Rava answers, no, shiny chasen, there it's different. Damar Kra, Torah says, Hashev Toshiv. Right? Hashev Toshiv. We learn from Hashev Toshiv. So Rashi says, Mirbuy Dikra Nafgalan. It's extra word. What Hashev Toshiv? You shall surely just say Toshiv, return it. The machzer kampam. You gotta return every night. You gotta give back the same. Every night the same drill. Every night the same drill. Right? Lo mishkachas lo elahachi. The machzer kli bayom. Bayom. Kli balayla. Balayla. Umihafra nafcha. Nafcha dekani. That's how you know you kone it. Every day I'm giving it back. Every day the same drill. So of course I get it. So it's not a kasha on Rava. Ula abaya. What about abaya? Why is it hashif tashif? It's extra words. If it wouldn't have said that, I would have thought, Isura Avad, Yeah, you did an Aveira, 100%. You shouldn't have taken his mashkin. Abay neheder, v'ibay lo neheder. So you have the option of returning it if you want to return it. If you don't want to, you don't have to return it. So you stole it. Kamashlo, no, you have to return it. Okay. Last one. This is also hard. This one's hard. Hari peya. With a halach, you have to give peya. What's peya? The end of your field, you have to leave over for an ani. Now, when the ani gets peya, by the way, do you have to give trumas and ma'asos on the peya? No. Does an ani have to give trumas and ma'asos on peya? No. It's no putter, right? So right, peya, yes, peya. The Rahmana, the Torah said, lo tzichala pa'asadcha b'kutzucha. Right? Don't harvest a corner of the field, leave it over for the poor. V'tnana milert, there's a Mishnah in peya. Mitzvah's peya, l'hafresh ben akama. The real mitzvah is, the ideal mitzvah is, to be mafresh it when it's still standing in the ground. When it's still standing, growing, whenever you open up the gates for peya, that's the best thing to do. That's the most optimum. Lo hifresh ben akama, if you didn't do that, yafresh ben ha'marim. Then after you've harvested it already, it's sitting in your warehouse, in the warehouse, all piled up in stalks, give it then. Lo hifresh ben ha'marim, you didn't give it then, yafresh ben ha'kri. Then you already done the next stage of wheat. You've taken off all the, made a big pile of the wheat. Give it then. Give pay then. Ad shelo maricho. As long as you didn't smooth the pile out, that's another stage of production. Maricho, once it's already piled out, once it's already piled up, now it's already chayev in meiser. Now, maisro, you have to take off meiser. Have an osin lo and give the payah. Okay? Take off meiser now. Now you got to take off meiser, but you're still giving the payah. One second. Yishum yishmol amru. Af habafresh ben isa. Even if you made bread out of it, give payah on the bread. Doesn't make a difference. Tiyufta da abaya, tekasha on abaya. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? The kasha is, why am I still chayev in meiser? I'm sorry. Why am I chayev in peya? Why am I chayev in peya still? Rashi says, tiyufta da abaya. I'm not sure I'm right on this question. Rashi says, five words. The Amar Mahani, Baya says it works. Baya says it works. The Hahacha lo Mahani. Here it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because I'm still chayev in peya.
Right.
I still have to give peya. It should be, I didn't give peya, I'm pater from peya. No, I'm still chayev in peya. E avid mahani. If I did an aveira, I did something wrong, what did I do wrong? I didn't give peya.
Right.
I don't have to give peya anymore. It's already bread. It's a challah on my table. I have to give peya from challah. Says
stage?
What?
At which stage?
At the stage you have to give meiser. Once you have to give meiser, no longer peya. Even though he said peya of nosen lo. Right? So then what do you see? E avid lo mahani. It doesn't work. I'm trying to get out of giving payah. I did everything possible. I never gave payah. I still can't even payah.
Right.
That's what I think the kasha is. Am I wrong? That's what I think the kasha is. E of it lo mahani. It doesn't work. That's what I think the kasha is. And Abaya said, E of it mahani. It's a kasha on Abaya. I'm trying to get out of doing payah. It should work. It doesn't work. That's what I think it is. Anyone, am I wrong? No one sure.
I'm not sure. And notes.
It seems like so different than the change. The wood into a chair. You change what it is.
Okay, and therefore it should work.
It should work.
And it doesn't work. I'm still chayav in peya.
Right.
That's the kasha on abaya, right? It's a kasha on abaya. So, Amar lach abaya. Abaya would answer you. No, shiny chasim. It's different over there. Damar kra. The pasuk says tazov. It's in two different psukim, in two different parashas. I talk about peya. It says it twice. You say it's extra. To teach you that even though you're chayav in peya, even though you're trying to get out of being chayav in peya, I'm doing everything I can not to give peya. I'm avoiding the whole issue of the meiser comes in. Now once you have to give meiser, so you reduce the amount that the oni gets. Complicated sugya here, but very simply, that's the story. For Rava, what about Rava? Rava holds I'm avid lo mahani, amalach yesh lecha ziva cheres shekazu. There's another type of thing which is similar. Damar ve'ezuzu, what's that? Hamafkir karmo. If someone is mafkir his vineyard, he mafkir his vineyard. Titanya, hamafkir karmo. If someone's, listen to this, I know the halachas. The halachas are that there's no payah on an abandoned field. So I'll abandon the field, then go back in the morning and unabandon it. And then I don't have to give payah, because abandoned field. I'll be the one who, hefker, right? I'll be mafker from hefker. Play that game? What? So hamafkir karmo, if someone's mafker his vineyard, v'hishkib, he gets up early in the morning, l'shachar, gets up early in the morning, ubotro, and then he goes ahead and harvests. Someone says, you're giving any pay? What do you mean? It's hefker. Really? Yeah, left that out with mafkir to my wife. Right? She heard me say, I'm being mafkirit. Right? Chayiv, yichayiv, imperet, olos, b'shicha, upeya, yichayiv, and all these things. Right? They're all aniyim. They're all gifts for aniyim. Peret is an olos, the different kinds of grapes that fail, or grapes that are unripe. It's safe for the ani. Shicha is any grapes you forgot. Pay is peya. Pater ben amaiser, you pater for meiser. So that's why, according to Rav, it says, azov tazov, an extra time, to tell you that this shtick will not work. Okay. We finished 14 questions that we asked, bein l'rava, bein l'abaya. At the end of the day, what are they arguing about? What lamaisa? What's the difference between the two shitas? There's no difference. We've said every case is the same. What's the difference between the two cases? Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Lavashi v'Hashad de Shanin and Kol Hanik Shinuye da Abaya v'Rava amai pligi. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? When are they different? In every one of the 14 cases, they end up saying the same thing. They're all the same. It's all either...
14 cases.
What?
They all agree on the 14
cases. Yeah, they all agree on everything.
But other cases after that.
Well, so what's out there? What's out there? What do they not agree on?
So, in each case, Robert is saying, but it's different in this case. So...
And he ends up holding like Abaya. And Abaya says, it's different in this case. And he ends up holding like Rava.
So my question is, different from what?
Different from each other. Different from each other.
Right.
There's no nafkamina between the two shitas. The Gemara is going to say, Amud Beis, you're right. There's no nafkamina. They're arguing about Hailu and Torah, Hailu and Torah. You're right.
Theoretical.
The Gemara is going to give that answer.
Okay.
You're right. The Tosfos says a fascinating thing. The Tosfos of, the bottom Tosfos. Vim Tomar. Nema, let's say they're arguing in the following case. Nema, Baligi, Bahachi. Kigon. Adam Shinishba, a guy makes a shvua. Listen to this. A guy makes a shvua, shalola garish his ishto. He's not going to divorce his wife. He makes a shvua. Not that he tells his wife on the first anniversary, I'm never going to divorce you. Not that. He makes a shvua. He's never going to divorce her. Right? V'achar kach avar v'girsha. Then he divorces her. When he hands her that get, he's violating a shvua. He's making an avera. By giving a get, he's doing an avera. Does that work? Is the get chal? La Baya Mahani, according to Abaya, it should work.
Right.
Ularava Lo Mahani. It shouldn't work. Lo Mahani Gershon, given to Avar a member of the Rachmana, because he's violating the Torah. E Avid Lo Mahani. You hear that question? It's a brilliant question. Tosuk is a brilliant answer. V'yesh Lomar, the answer is, Kivan She'ein Ha Isser Kamola Yucha L'Shalcha. This Isser is not like when you marry a woman who you raped. Lo yuchal l'shalcha, you can never divorce him. It's not like that. Rather, elohu shahu, it says here, beis dalet hey, it's wrong, it should be garim. Hu garim es ha'isr b'ki ha'gavna lo omar rava lo mahani. It doesn't apply when you created the isr. I created the isr. How did I do that? I'm making a shavua. Happens to me the Torah says don't violate your shavuas. But there's nothing wrong with that woman. I can divorce her. The only reason I can't divorce her is because I put myself... No, not then go then get the shvua undone. But until you get it undone, I didn't really mean it. I didn't know what I was saying. You could matter the shvua, but until you do that, it's chal. So you created the iser. That's not what Rav is talking about. Iyavid lo mahani. That every shvua is like that. No, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the Torah says something's wrong of an avera in iyavid lo mahani. You create an iser on yourself. That's not what we're talking about. It's a brilliant answer.
Well, can you make a shvua not?
No.
Well, so
but this is the get, this is the reverse.
Yeah, no, but a get is a mitzvah.
Right. No, it's you know what it's like saying I make a shvua, I'm never going to miss wearing tefillin. You're making a shvua the opposite. I'm making a shvua, I'm never going to divorce her. Now, it's a mitzvah to divorce a woman. Yeah. One of the 613 doesn't mean that we should go running around divorcing your wife. No. It means if you want to do it this way.
Yeah.
Do it this way. So when you make a shua, I'm not going to divorce her, you're not talking about Vera. It's not the same. I make a shua, I'm not putting on tefillin today. That you're not allowed to do. That's a chal.
Right.
Not allowed to do that. I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. I make a shua, I'm not sitting in the sukkah. You can't do that. Here, you're making a shua, I will sit in the sukkah. Not really. I will not divorce her. Right? You can't find another case like this. That's what Tosfos said about this. There's no other case like this. How else can you say a similar type of shavua? I will not divorce you. Make a shavua, I'm not going to divorce my wife. And then you go ahead and divorce her. So you made a shavua and you violated it. Is it chal? Of course, Rav would say it's chal also. Why? Because here you caused the isra on yourself.
Right.
That's not what Rav is talking about. Rav is not talking about when you caused the isra on yourself. Very good. Then he says, V'kasha l'Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch had a question. Am I lo kamar pligi b'hachi? They're arguing in the following case. See if I remember this answer. Listen to this. Kigon. Im pada b'char, if you redeem a b'char, which you're not allowed to do. O ma'iser behema, which you're not allowed to do. O charamim, which you're not allowed to do. They're not chal. Lo mahani, l'kuli alma. They don't work according to anybody. Kedim afarish sugya de la baya lo laki. According to Abaya, you don't get malchus. Right? Now what if he did it? What if he did it? You redeem a cherem vow. You donate it something to the Kahada, but then you redeem it. It doesn't work. Labaya, but no more home to get malchus. Lo lucky, you don't get malchus. Give it to lo mahani. It didn't work. According to Abaya, the only time mahani is if you get malchus. You don't get malchus. But dehachi amar Abaya leel. Dehecha de lo mahani, lo lucky. Ulu Rava lucky. According to Rava, you should get malchus. Why? Mishum de avar amemra de rachmana. He did something wrong. Says Tosas Vitzar Rechiyam. I don't have an answer. The Sefer HaChinuch says, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, it's a lav shem b'maisa. It's a lav shem b'maisa. What'd you do? You tried to redeem an animal you have no right to redeem. Oh, you need malchus for that. It's a lav shem b'maisa. Now, Tosas knew that. Tosas didn't give that answer. Tosas left Vitzar Rechiyam. So, interesting. Okay. So, what are they arguing about? What on earth are Abaye and Reva arguing about? I don't seem to be arguing about anything. At the end of the day, they all agree on everything. Yeah, they have different opinion about Eov and Mahani or Lo Mahani, but that those differences, there's no practical difference. So one answer is Gemara, you're right, has no difference. You're right. First thing Gemara tries this one. Ribis Ketutza Kamiflugi. They're arguing about Ribis. If you charge, Ribis Ketutza means real interest. I lend you $100, give me back $150. Okay? So, Ukad Rebbe Elazar. Damar Belazar. Ribis Ketutza, Yotze B'deyanim. When it comes to Ribis Ketutza, you paid the $150, Bezdin will come and make you give back the $50. Bezdin, you can go to Bezdin. The borrower can go to Bezdin. The borrower can go to Bezdin and say, I borrowed $100 from what's his name, you got back $150. He says, really? We'll get the $50 back for you. That's Ribis Ketutza. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Right? Which sounds like, E Avad Lo Mahani. We'll get the money back for you. Right?
No Mahani, you have to get Bezdin to bring it together. Otherwise,
although you paid it. One second. Avak ribis, which is all these other crazy cases of ribis, like you could prepay for the parking spot, or I lent you this, you're gonna clean it for me before you return it. All these other cases of not real ribis, that any otzim adyanim. The other are not gonna get involved in that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afila ribis ketutza any otzim adyanim. Even ribis ketutza. So the Rabbanim don't get involved. They don't get involved. That sounds like. So they're arguing about, do the Bezdin get involved in the case of Ribis Ketutza? Rabbi Elazar said yes, Rabbi Yochanan said no. Right? What are they arguing about? Right? Rabbi Elazar holds, like Rafa, Eovid Lo Mahani. Therefore, you can't keep the $50. You hear? You can't keep the $50, you got to give it back. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Eovid Mahani, let him keep it. We're not going to get involved. That's what it sounds like they're arguing about. So, the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amalei Hasan b'svara pligi? What, you think they're arguing in svara? Such a lomdash al arba chlokas? No. Hasan b'kroi pligi. They're arguing in psukim. So, Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say that Bezdin will not get involved? Why not? Why aren't they getting involved? Not because it holds like, he holds like a baya, Eovid Mahani, no. The Amar Kra, Beneshech Minasan, Betar Beslagach, V'chaylo Yichya. You charge interest, you're not going to live. V'chaylo Yichya, you're not going to live. You know what the drasha is? L'chaya Nitin, you're not going to live. But V'lo L'Yishavon, you don't have to give the money back. It's a bit worse, you're going to get die. You don't have to give it back. That's one pshat. Two, Rabacha bar Ada Amar Mehacha, V'yesim Elokecha, Ani Hashem. V'yesim Elokecha, fear Hashem. L'mar v'nitatav, you better fear Hashem. Hashem's going to be very angry with you. But v'lo l'hishavon, but you don't have to return the money. And number three, Rava Amar Mehacha, Hatoavos Ha'el Asu Mava Mos Yumas Damav Bo Yiyeh. Then it says, V'holid ben Peret Shofich Damim, like you charge interest, like you're like a murderer charging interest and killing the guy, Mamish. Hukshu Milu Rivas Shlul Shofich Damim. Charging interest is compared to murder. Kills someone, like murdering the guy, killing the guy. Ma Shofich Damim Lo Nitlu Yishavon. Just like murder, you can't undo that. Can't get the guy back from the dead. You can't bring the guy back from the dead. Af Milu Rivas Lo Nitlu Yishavon. So to charging interest, you don't get the money back. Nothing to do with Mahani or Lo Mahani. He learns it out of Pesukim. That if you charge interest, Bezin will not get the money back from you. For you. Too bad. Nothing to do with Mahani or Lo Mahani. Now, in Amr Rabbi Yachan, Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Elazar, why did Rabbi Elazar say you get the money back? Bezin won't get the money back for you. Why? Amar Kra, V'chayach Chichimach. Says you should help your brother. Ahadir Leikeh did a Chayimach. Give the money back so your brother can have a little bit of breathing room. Got a little money back. Help him out. So back to square one. El B'mai Kamiflagi Abayev Rava. What are Abayi and Rava arguing about? So says the Gemara, B'shinui Kona. They're arguing a case of Shinui Kona. What does Shinui Kona mean?
We just had that one of the cases.
So Rashi says something, two pshatim. We're going to read it inside. You have time to read it inside? Yes, we do. We read it inside. It's way up on top. It's like the fourth or fifth skinny line. First, Abayi is going to give one pshat at a left field, literally, like left field. Dabayi Savar, Shinui Sheshina, you did something different. V'avar al das hamakom, and you went against the Torah. Kone bar mehecha diksiv ikra. You own it. Kone, you acquire it. You get whatever is a chutz, whatever it is you get. Even though the Torah said not like that. Now Rashi doesn't give an example of what he's talking about. What does that mean? V'rava lo kani. Rava, you do not own it. Elahecha diksivi kwa, also Torah said so. V'lo is parish lan, delahavimidi binayu, we don't know what the difference is between, what is the difference between this? So says Rashi, we don't know. Ella tirutze tahani tiyufta, except all the answers we gave before. All the answers we gave. If you steal, if you take the guy's pillow, what's the story, what did he say, what did Abayi say, what did Rava say? There's no real difference. Demar isle mishum mahani, v'lo mahani hu, umar isle mishum taima dekra, v'nir, that's Rashi's first answer. What are they arguing about? How to learn Torah. There's no real difference between them. Shinui Kone. If you do something wrong, does it work? Does it matter? Are they arguing? Maybe not even. Then Rashi says, V'nir be'enai, I think the difference, a different shot, was Shinui Kone. P'kith and Gzila. De matzinu l'meimar b'shinui Kone. Kigon. Gozel eitzim, you steal wood. V'asa kelim, you make keli. Temer, you steal wool. Asa begotim, you make a suit out of it. Da'abaya kana. Abaya says you own the suit. V'eino mishalim ela eitzim v'temer. You only have to return eitzim and temer. L'rava lo kana u'mishalim ha'begad devakil. No, you got to return the suit. Now on Amud Aleph we said that was one of the 14 cases, and Rava agreed with Abaya, right? So Rashi read the Gemara Amud Aleph. Rashi knows that happened, and Rashi's going to weasel out of it, right? V'chi parchinam le'el. But we asked before Rava mahad diktani hagozel eitzim v'asam kelim. Right? Didn't we ask that question on Rava? Says Rashi, Lo teima shiny hasam diksiv asher gazal. Rashi changes the Gemara. No, Rava answered back, no, it says asher gazal, and therefore you have to give it back when you stole it. So you have to give back this, you don't have to give back the suit, you have to give back only the equivalent of value of the wool. Now here Rashi says, no, Rava says you got to give back the suit. I, Amud Aleph, said you got to give back the money. Says Rashi, no, you read it wrong, you read the Gemara wrong. Or different Gersa, Ela hachi teima ana, d'amri kamanda amar shini lo kone. I hold, Shinui is not Kona. You never acquired it. Rashi just changed the Girsa. Rashi changed the Gemara. The Pluk says, Iba Baba Kama, Baparag Maruba, Bagozal Kama, Tamachokas about this issue, if Shinui Kona is Shinui Kona or not. And Rava holds, Shinui is not Kona. Therefore, you give it the suit back. So according to Abayi, you keep the suit. According to Rava, you give the suit back. That's the difference between Abayi and Rava.
Would Abayi say that you have that ill-gotten gains, let's say your Chayav Maiso,
Maisa what? Maisa Saka? I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. In the federal government, you have to give taxes on even ill-gotten gains. It's in the tax code. Who would do that? But it's there. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Or let's say Ribbis. Somebody gives you back a field.
You have to give ma'aser on the field?
You have to do all the mitzvahs. Are you mechuyev on that?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Is there a kinyan if
what
do you feel?
Yes. Kinyan, yes. You own it.
You own it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now the question.
The answer is probably yes. Probably yes. I'm sure there's a Gemara about that. He had different girsa. What?
I was a Gemara learning.
What do you mean? So Rashi had different girsa. Rashi said they're arguing about the case of a gozel etim. Yeah, but the Gemara said they're not arguing about the case. Says Rashi has a different girsa. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not what they're arguing about. Lo, no. Bahani shinuyi deshaninon. They're arguing just about how to learn just drushes. Just all they're arguing about is drushes. How to be darshan the Torah in all those 14 cases. That's all they're arguing about. In a chanami, there could be no practical difference between the two shitas. In a chanami. Lishnachwina, someone else said, Ribis Kitsutsa, arguing about Ribis Kitsutsa, as we said above. La Abaya lo mahader. According to Abaya, you don't have to return it. Why not? Because I didn't have Eira Mahani, it works. I get to keep the money. Ribis lo mahader ribis, Rava mahader ribis. According to Rav, you got to return it. Va Abaya and Sonami Savar Mafkina Ribis Kitsutsa bidayanan. But Abaya also holds you can't keep ribis. Abaya holds that way. Now, I said, you come to Bez and you say to Bez, the guy, I borrowed $100, he made me pay back $150. Right? That's what you come to Bez, and Bez will say, either, sorry, not a case we take, or, okay, we'll take the case for you. Now, if they take the case, how much will they make the guy get back? $50, $100, or $150? Well, $100's not an option. It's either $50 or the whole $150. Right? So Abaya says that the Gemara has a story here where Abaya is going to hold like very simple, similar. Dharma Abaya. Somebody lent the guy 4 zuz and he charged him interest. And he made a guy pay back a shirt worth 5 zuz for the 4 zuz he borrowed. Pure ribbis. Pure ribbis. So when we take the item back, he gives the shirt back. Dalad mafkina mine. He says, listen, I love the shirt. I'll give back the money of the cook. Fine, give the money back. How much does he get back? 4. The high zuzib matana hudiyavle. The 5th zuz was a gift. So that the lender could keep that 1 zuz. I'm not sure about this case. Rava Amar no, chamish mafkina mine. You have to give back all 5. My time of why? Kula batara zubisa kataliyade. Because the whole thing is one massive ribbis. Anyway, what you see from here, even Abaya said Bezin gets involved. So the case of ribbis, and Abaya got involved. So even Abaya says he gets involved. How can Abaya possibly say you don't get involved? In the case, he gets involved. Now, the details of that case, I'm not 100% sure. Why he's only giving back 4, I don't know. But the point is Abaya gets involved. So, Ella, Kika Miflugi Abaya Varava, Bishina Ikona. You're right. They can't be arguing about a case of ribbis. The only case left, is how to darshan the Torah. Okay? Now, for some reason, the Gemara goes on a tangent now for the next 2 days about the following issue. Okay, now, Tanur Rabbanan, Kol Asher Bomum Lo Takrivu. Do not try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. Do not bring an animal with a mum as a carbon. Don't bring an animal with a mum as a carbon. Right. Now, how do you know that? It says in the Torah, Kol Asher Bomum Lo Takrivu. Any animal with a mum, don't be makrivit. This is a pasuk in Parshas Emor. And then it says, "Kilo l'ratzon yiyelochem." It's not a good thing. Hashem doesn't like that. Okay. Now, then it says, "Ma Talmud Lomar." Why does the pasuk say this? In below tishchetu to tell me you can't shecht a carbon with a mum harek for amol lamata. It already says that somewhere else. We know that already, right? Ela ma Talmud Lomar bal takrivu. Why does it say over here, "Don't be makriv"? What that means? Don't be makriv means Bal takdishu. Don't even donate it. Forget makdish. Forget makru. Don't even donate it. Don't even donate an animal with a mum to a carpet. Don't even donate it. Mikan amru, from here we see, hamakdish bali mum and legabi mizbeach. If you makdish a bal mum to the mizbeach, and then you go ahead and shecht it, over mishum chamisha shemos. If I have 5 averos. Number 1, mishum bal takdishu, you will makdish a bal mum. Number 2, mishum bal tishchot. You were shochet about mum. Another avera. Number three, Mishum Tal Tazviku. You zorek the dam of Balmum. Number four, Mishum Bal Taktiru Kulo. Then what do? You burn all the fat. You burn whatever you got to burn. That's another one. And what's number five? Mishum Bal Taktiru Miktaso. You burned part of it. You burned part of the animal. Let's say you only did half. Then you ran out of time. Whatever it is, you got a phone call. You got an emergency phone call. You didn't. That doesn't make any sense, because if you did all of it, you also automatically did part of it. The Gemara is going to ask that question tomorrow. And Mishum Rezim Yehuda Omer Af Kabbalah Sadam. Even if you travel with the dam from here to there, which is Kabbalah, it's one of the avodos, take the dam from the place you shechted the animal to sprinkle it, yichayev for Kabbalah Sadam. Of a Balmum. So yichayev six, he has a yichayev sixth thing.
But there's no Avera of eating?
Maybe we're talking about an Ola where nobody eats it.
Oh, okay.
It could be. Anyway, now, Amar Mar, we just said, Im Bal Tashchitu, Hare Omor, Lamata. Now, to tell me you're not allowed to shecht the Balmum, I know that already. It says it already in the Torah. It says the Gemara, Hechon Amar, where is that in the Torah? The Tanya. It's a pasuk. The Brisa says it's a pasuk. It says, Iveris, O Shavur, O Charutz, O Yabelis, any of these animals that have a mum, all these animals that have a mum, the pasuk ends off, Lo Takrivu. Don't bring them. It already says don't bring an animal with a mum. All these words are mums. Iveres, shavur, they're all mums. Don't bring an animal with a mum. How many times does the Torah have to say it? So it says, and that's also an MR. Don't bring an animal with a mum. The first pasuk we mentioned was a pasuk that just said, Kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. Any animal with a mum don't bring. Ki lo l'raton yiyelochem. It's not a good thing. Why does the Torah say again, any Iveres, Shavur, all these animals, the mums, don't bring it. It says it twice. So, Matam Adlon, why does it say it twice? Imbal, Taktishu, to want to tell me that you can be Maktashit, Harik for Amul Lamala. That's what we learned from the first Pasuk. El Matam Adlon, Batakrivu. What does it mean, Batakrivu? You already know you can't. It means, Batashchitu, don't shecht it. Now, V'isha lo titnu mehem, Elu Ishim, that's the burning it. Ein li ela kulam. Miksasan minayin, what about part of it? Tamalama mehem. So that's two. So out of the five, we have four of them already. The fifth one is Rikas Adam minayin, Tamalama alamas beach, Lashem, Lurabos, Seir, Hamishtaleach. Lashem comes to include a Seir Hamishtaleach. A Seir Hamishtaleach also can't have a mum, even though it's not Zorik.
Right.
It's thrown off a cliff. It also can't have a mum. The animal you're going to throw off the cliff can't have a mum. How do you know? It says Lashem. Any animal for Hashem can't have a mum. So the Gemara says, right? So the Gemara says, Vashem l'rabos who? Hashem is including a something? V'atanya, we have a brisa that says, it says, you're not allowed to shecht karbonos outside the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Not allowed to do that. It's called shchut echutz. You shecht the carbon outside the grounds of the Beis. Not allowed to do that. Now, e-carbon shomeyani af, e-carbon, if it would have said the word carbon, shomei ani af kaji bedek habayis, even kaji bedek habayis, shenikru carbon, even, let's say you donate a bedek habayis, you donate an animal to bedek habayis, you shouldn't have done that, you should have donated it for a carbon, you donate a bedek habayis, and then you shecht it in Woodmere, you over shkut echutz, it's not a carbon. The answer is, it's called a carbon somewhere. King Shneur, like it says, v'nikrav is carbon l'ashem. It's called a carbon somewhere, so it's also a problem. Talmud Lomar, that's not a problem. That's not shchut echutz. It says ve'al pesach ol moed. No, it means haroy lepesach ol moed chayav lo mishum shchut echutz. If it's roy, if it's a carbon, she ain roy lepesach ol moed ain chayav lo mishum shchut echutz. I would think otz ani es elu. I will exclude berak habayis from shchut echutz. V'lo otzi paras chatos v'se'er mishaleach. What about a paraduma or se'er mishaleach? Which are not really kavanos in the traditional sense, yet, right? Because they're shechted, they're not even well. The paradum is shechted somewhere else in Har Zaysim, and the third is not shechted at all. So she'ain ruy lepesach ol moed, that they're not included in pesach ol moed. Talmud Lomar Lashem, I would have included them. Lashem excludes them. Talmud Lomar Lashem Mishi miuchadin Lashem only kavanos yatsu elu she'in miuchadin la. These are not included. Right? So what do we see from here? That the word Hashem excluded them. And four lines above, the word Hashem included a Seir Mishaleach. So which one is it? Does the word Hashem exclude or include? Amar Rava, depends. Hasam by shchutei chutz menyana dekra. What is the pasuk talking about? Vel pesach l'rabos. El pesach means any animal fit to be a carbon. L'Hashem l'hotzi, and Hashem excludes the other ones. Hacha, but by the mum, the isha l'hotzi, right? The isha is l'hotzi, that anything with the mum can't be burnt. And l'Hashem l'rabos, and Hashem comes to include. One more minute, and 1 second. Time of the kasev kra l'Hashem, who d'lo ma'iti sir mishleach? 1 second. I can't bring a balmum as a sir mishleach because it says l'Hashem. And if not for that reason, I could bring a balmum for it's going to throw it on let it be have a mum. That's ridiculous. Ha'lo rabbi kra l'Hashem have me a sir mishleach balmum shaper dummy? And if not for that, a sir mishleach could have a mum? How could a sir mishleach have a mum? Can't have a mum. You don't know which one's going to be the sir mishleach. You do a gorel. They both have to be kin of a mum. I need Hashem to tell. Michti, ain gorel kove el b'davar haroi. There's a gorel here. Which one's Lashem? Which one's Lazazel? Can't have a mum. Right? So, we'll do the answer tomorrow because it's going to take too long. We'll do the answer tomorrow. How's it possible for the animal to have a mum? Alright, so we'll stop here. How could it have a mum? I need Hashem to tell me it can't have a mum. Can't have a mum anyway. So we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.